Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. This is Star. After the half hour, we will be taking questions. We will be giving answers, suggestions, and solutions. Come get some information, a confirmation, or voice something that you particularly need. The number is 646-716-9663. And today, I'm very privileged to have one of the masters of color, a great artist, Joy DeNina. Welcome, Joy.
Thank you, Star.
Did I murder that last name?
A little bit.
I kind of got it. My spirit guides like were holding their hands against their hair and pulling it when I said your last name. What is your correct pronunciation of your last name?
It's DeMena.
DeMena. Joy DeMena. Joy, you have a book in living, loving color. It is bright, and the name of the book is In Loving Color. Talk to me about color. Tell me about it.
For me, color is alive. It's angelic energies. And I've had a relationship with color, a very special relationship with color since I was really small. I don't know that I realized how special it was, though, until I was an adult. And color contains and differentiates information and is held in the light of light, the creation that the source, God, whatever one wants to call it, is light. And there's an infinite number of colors. And they have sounds. They rhyme. They have frequencies. They have vibrations. And everything about color is what drives me in my life. It's what guides me. And it helps to acknowledge the...
You know, there's a saying that goes, angels, let me get it right, angels see sound and hear color. Mm-hmm. That's how they function. So I feel that color is kind of like all five senses come through to you with each color, that they not only speak to you, but you feel them, you can hear them, you can touch them, you can do everything with color. Am I correct in assuming this?
Absolutely. I mean, you yourself know so much about color. It's such an honor to be on your show, Star, really. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. Now, we don't get it. I mean, when we're little, we get it. Oh, green's my favorite crayon. Orange is my favorite crayon. And we have very definite opinions that change from minute to minute, hour to hour, week to week, day to day about favorite colors, you know. And we go along in our life, and when we're in our teens, we're still picking out our favorite colored dresses and our favorite color decorations. Somehow after young adult, somehow we lose color. We lose that wearing a color means something, that looking at a color does something, that being in a specific type of color of room or standing in front of a specific piece of art change us, transform us. And then we fight fight to get back to that stage that we had as a child. Tell me, what do I need to re-remember about color?
Well, I don't know that you yourself start needing.
But I mean, as a listener, what do we need to re-remember as about color?
Well, what happens, or what I've been shown, and I love that you mentioned the angels, because color originally came to me through angelic energy, through angelic images. And for I think what we need to remember is that our souls have a spectrum. We are energy, and we are, each one of us, individualized. And color holds the memory of where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. And so in remembering color, when you say, what do I need to do to remember, I think it's really about paying attention, because color is something that is so taken for granted in our culture, actually on the planet. It's just something that people don't really give that much thought to. And if we just take the time to just contemplate the fact that, or for me, the fact, and the possible fact for others, because, you know, our belief systems are our own, for me it's like to contemplate that color can assist me. Color does assist me. So color can guide me. And so in order to remember, the first thing we have to do is actually pay attention and open ourselves up to receiving whatever it is that we are meant to receive at this particular time.
Okay, so I understand a lot. In fact, I got a book written about 144 colors that has the definitions for each color in an esoteric, emotional, mental way. I firmly understand that color is very significant. That when you're very active, if you're jogging, or if you're very angry, parts of your aura turn red. I understand that my personality, the depth and breadth of my soul, emanate color that may or may not be visible to other people, but that other people sense it. Let's look at the human language. Oh, he's blue. He's got a green thumb. He was green with envy.
Yes.
That people saw red. And if we look at all of the color statements that we have, how blue is, you know, that person is having the blues. And if we look at that, to me that's a firm indicator that people sense, whether they see it or not, the mode of color that is emanating from a person, and that we own our, all of our life, purple or yellow, or any one second, are we permanently any color? How do we change colors? How do we perceive that we're changing colors?
That's a good question, because there, like you were just describing, it's like, you know, you can feel a certain way and emanate a certain color. I think that what my experience is that we have certain colors in our heart that are expressed in phases over time. And so as those colors are released, we might be drawn to a different color. We might not even be aware of what's going on. And for the most part, I think it's a subliminal, unconscious thing that is expressed through us, through the light of light, through the inner spectrum that is held within us. So moving into a new phase, we're probably going to be attracted to a color. And like I said before, paying attention to that is really key. Don't you think, Star?
I think, I have a process in one of my classes, and when I ask people when they wake up in the morning after they do their practice or whatever, ask themselves, what color am I in? More than red, blue, green, am I turquoise? Am I navy blue? What is that? And sometimes, we polarize, and, we might be blue, so we might be attracted to red.
Mm-hmm.
And, we sometimes get polarized by our colors. If we go into, the food industry, and if we go into other industry, they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars,
at
McDonald's, to find out that orange chairs, that we're going to sit 5 minutes less in orange chairs, so McDonald's can fill their chairs faster. And if we're in a nice restaurant, they're going to have soft reds or other colors that make us stay longer. Mm-hmm. And hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars have been spent on how color affects us. But I really think they miss the point. Because when I'm sad, it affects me one way. And when I am truly content in my being, that same color will affect me another way. And color is so sublime. It's not like, wow, look at those reds today. It's those reds keep me moving, keep
it's
that pace going.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about what would happen in a session with you. Tell me what would happen in a color session with you.
Well, there's a couple of things that I do. I do individual sessions for people, and in a one-on-one session that's about an hour, I will work with your guiding colors, your angelic energies that surround a person. I will tell them what they are. They can ask questions. They will give guidance, and it's similar to an angel reading, I guess. And then sometimes deceased loved ones come through, and they'll have messages. And it's wonderful, and I love doing this, and I feel honored to do it. The other thing that I do that I offer is to actually paint a person's inner spectrum. The spectrum that comes to them when they're ignited with the light of life. And that spectrum is unique to them. And what happens is, over a period of time, as I said before, these colors come in a cycle, because if we had all of that information at one time, we wouldn't be able to handle it.
We'd blow our fuses.
Blow
our fuses.
Yeah, yes, exactly. So I'm able to paint, and I'm gifted. This is an absolute gift that kind of blew me away. The next phase that a person is heading towards their own ascension, for their own being, for their own purpose, their soul mission, their soul purpose. And so in that takes a while. That's not an hour session. That's something that I do, and it takes, since I paint in oils, it takes a good solid, couple weeks to a month, maybe even more. So those are the things that I offer. I also do some consulting, and I also paint corporate missions, and I paint portraits for couples and families and animals and all kinds of things.
And metaphysical centers and things like that, healing rooms.
Yes, I would love to do that. I haven't done one yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, some people think that all the colors we have is what we see when we get an aura photo. And I really want to tell people that there's a lot more levels to what shows up in an aura photo.
Yes, absolutely. And aura for me, I mean, tell me if you think this is what you think or what you experience. And aura is more about the person's, how a person is feeling, what they're projecting at that time.
Well, that's what the aura camera catches.
Correct.
If you look through the seven subtle bodies, each subtle body will have different colors in it. Now, I may forget a person's name. In fact, I forget lots of people's names. My husband remembers everybody's name. But I don't forget a soul aura. I may have seen somebody 30 years ago before they got married, before they became very successful, or before they gave up success to live in a cottage in a mountain, and I will recognize that signature aura. But the mental, the emotional, the spiritual auras may have changed. But like you said, you paint that essence type and where they're moving, and usually that part of the aura for me doesn't change. It's kind of like your soul contract, what you came in here to do, be, do, and be.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Then your mind changed. I mean, look at your hairstyle. Look at the picture of your hairstyle when you graduated high school and all the hairstyles. You can imagine your aura changes like that every day. And you go, what was I thinking to wear that hair? And what were you thinking to wear that aura?
Yes. But you're right. The basic inner signature, that inner spectrum, that doesn't change. It's just that it's a complete spectrum, and it's individualized, and it's released over time.
Yes, and so what I see are people who are light and fluffy, and they sort of look like cotton candy, and they're frayed on the ends, and these people haven't done a lot of work. The color is very, very light, pastel, holes in the middle of the color.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, bad watercolor.
Yeah, yeah, like
then,
muddy, a little muddy.
Yeah, well, yeah, and then when years pass and they have done their work, they become this prime, solid, vibrant, like stained glass with sunlight through it in the areas that they've really, really done their work on. So what happens is the area that you're going to work on next kind of starts diffusing or intensifying itself in your aura. So as you look at a person, you say, well, this is the area they're going to work on next. So when you're painting that, and you can actually look at a person, the way they behave, and, you know, you see these little teeny girls, and they're 16, 17, and they get all the jingly bracelets and three skirts and lacy socks, and they're dancing around saying, teach only love, teach only love. And they're not paying the rent. They're not taking care of anything. And they're beautiful pinks and light blues. And the wind blows, and the aura scatters. And then you look at the older person who's been in metaphysics for 30 or 40 years, and their purple is regal purple, and wherever it is very solid. You know, and if you look at addictions, what addictions do is burn holes into the aura.
Yeah.
So when you're smoking a joint, and you're going, oh, man, I'm so smart, I'm so cool, look at all these ideas, what you're literally doing is you're eating up the energy of your aura.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have addictions that get you high, you literally consume your aura, which not only is a state of grace and blessing, but it is also a protective space. So what else can you tell me about how the colors I wear and be function?
Well, since colors are celestial energy, and the colors there are so many inner, and you know this, Star, that there are so many colors that I get to see, and that I know that you get to see, that are unworldly, like they're not of this world, but they're of that inner world. But when we wear colors, because of the particular frequencies, because everything has a frequency, every single thing. So what that does is when one chooses a certain color to put on their body, whether it be their underwear, whether it be their pants or their skirt or their dress or their makeup, whatever, that has a particular vibration. And what that does is it affects our energy field. So in taking responsibility for managing our own field of energy, it's important to pay attention to the colors that make us feel good.
Okay. And what about the colors that irritate us? Is there a lesson for that in us?
Yeah, I tell you, a lot of times, like certain colors, I will particularly love like one day and the next day I don't want to. I'm at a place in my life where I'm okay, and I understand the distinction of what it is that I need to do with that. For me, I stay away from what is irritating me. For other people, sometimes what I see with my clients, that when I paint their spectrum of where they're headed, a lot of times it's not a color that they like. It's not necessarily a color that they've been attracted to. And it's so wild to see the reaction, because when people commission me to do a custom piece for them, they're putting their total trust in me to bring them something that's going to assist them on their journey and that's going to ultimately be beautiful, because we are beautiful. We're magnificent beings. So how could our celestial inner spectrum be anything but gorgeous? So the reaction, I would say over 95% of the time when people receive that next color, if it's something that hasn't been attracted to, they haven't been attracted to in the past, the reaction is they burst into tears. And for me, when I experience that tearing up because of the intense realness of something, it's a wonderful tear. And so I guess the thing to say about this is, if someone's doing the work, if they're doing work on themselves, I think that understanding that sometimes a color that one hasn't been attracted to is really something that they need to pay a little bit more attention to smooth out those frays and those holes that you were talking about before.
Well, come on. I want to be just what I like right now, and I want everything to be comfortable. I don't want some new color coming into me. You know, it's like some of us really like where we are and really want progress, and when people start giving us something we're going to become, they don't like that. You know, they don't like that piece. Tell me what your website is, please.
My website is... obviously, www, as in the World Wide Web, joydimena.com.
Can you spell that for me?
Sure. joydimena.com. And it's also colorwhispers.com, because Color Whispers for me is, you know, that's how color talks to me. You know, it whispers to me. Sometimes it shouts to me. So I have color whispers.
I want to talk to you. I think we have time before the commercial break here. I think I want to talk to you about a very particular color I like. The name of the color is Charm. It is invisible on planet Earth. It is a celestial, above celestial color. It is a very, very, very powerful color. It's one of those colors that we can probably not conceive. Mm-hmm. It is probably not on the infrared ultraviolet color spectrum. It's probably multi-dimensional. And what the color of the charm does is it allows the changes to happen quicker, gentler, easier. It's like oil. It's like a catalyst. Mm-hmm. And I've been working with this color since 1980-something. Uh-huh. And I find that I know there must be more colors out there that are not on the human spectrum or the measurable spectrum. And you did mention that there are colors out there that we cannot perceive and conceive of. Tell me what you know about that.
About charm or about the colors that we can't see?
The colors that are not even on our vibratory, like, you know, there's infrared, ultraviolet, X-ray, all that.
Tell me
what you know about those.
What I know about those is when I close my eyes, and if one practices closing their eyes and they do any contemplation or meditation, the colors that we see when our brains, our brain waves are slowing down, and we're in that lower wavelength, the colors that show up there are, I want to use the word opalescence as the best way to describe it, because there's sparkles everywhere, and they sparkle very similar from the way that I can describe it as like an opal, where it's like every color and all colors and lavenders and pinks and blues and greens, and it's like they contain everything, and it's in a mesh
dimensional. So we're when we're seeing those colors, we're seeing through many dimensions, many choices, many possibilities. The other color I work with a lot is pearlescent, and it's a color that when you send healing or something to everybody, and it's like an abalone shell, and sometimes the greens are brighter, and sometimes the blues are brighter, and, you know, it has all the colors in the spectrum in it. And it's a very, very powerful color, because the other body, soul, whatever, chakras get to choose what color they need instead of just sending white light to somebody.
Correct.
Which is white.
Yeah.
And then pearlescent is a higher vibratory rate than white, because it has all the colors plus the white. Mm-hmm. So, and to me, that works a little bit more in the parallel universes than the like we made a different choice, or we can make a different choice, whereas the opalescence work in the dimensions.
You know, the what you're talking about from is that the intelligent aspect of color. This is where that divine energy that that purposeful, intelligent power takes place and when you're transmitting like that.
Okay, I think we're at a good place here for our commercial break. Take a deep breath. And
you're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com, and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
Welcome, everybody. I'm with Joy DeMena. I hope I didn't mess up that last name.
You did it great.
Great.
Perfect.
And Joy is a master with colors, and she's an artist, and she's with us here today, and we were talking about color. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about dis-ease and color. And when I've done some healings and I look at somebody and there are areas of black in their body, and black is a color where everything is absorbed into the black. And when you have a disease in your body, you'll see a little black spot on your knees. I perceive a little black spot in people's organs. Cancer to me is like a smoldering coal. It is black with a hot red outline. Now, I have been with shamans in many, many countries. I've actually seen shamans, and I've done this a few times myself, as a go and put their mouth against the body, suck in, and all that blackness of the disease sucks up into the shaman, and they blow it away in a different direction, and immediately you see color filling that space most of the time.
Wow.
And, like, for example, cancer does not have a color that automatically fills in. It is not necessarily the color of the organ. It is not necessarily the color of the soul of the person. But I know I'm in big trouble if I remove a disease and that place stays vacant.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually spaces and holes attract things that were just like it that were in it. So I assume that when I'm a criminal, no, not me, when someone is a criminal, I see certain black spaces in their aura. And when somebody's killed somebody, there's two black spaces, even if they're a soldier, by their temples. I imagine procrastination does, you know, some things, and all of these other tendencies do something where really, if it isn't good for us, it sucks the color out of us.
Mm-hmm.
How can I rebuild color in my life, and how can I rebuild color in my health?
In your health, did you say?
Life and health. You know, procrastination can leave dark spaces in my life, and a disease can leave dark spaces in my body. So that's two questions there. How can I rebuild the color?
Well, you know, I'm a big proponent of meditation and contemplation and ritual, as far as honoring with lighting candles and clearing space and asking and giving permission to the higher energies for one's highest good to descend and assist. And I think it's also good to start, you know, that's on that deep spiritual level. It's also a good thing to pay attention to one's environment. I mean, our environment is, and our homes, our apartments, our cars, everything about wherever we inhabit is an extension of our body. And so it's important to keep things clean, pristine, and to pull in some color, or sometimes to remove color. Sometimes to remove things that have bad memories out of the environment. And I think I'm going to ask you the same question, Star, but I think asking for help, just giving permission for the colors, or seeking out someone like you or someone like me to assist when someone doesn't know what to do, how to fill in, if one is just getting over being an alcoholic, to ask for help. I know many times in my life I have worked with many teachers, just as you have, Star. I mean, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to ask for help sometimes.
Okay, and I find even with my own self that I can perceive where I have no color, where I'm dim, where I'm buzzy, mm-hmm. I'm scattered would be a great word
mm-hmm.
for my color. And I ask for help, be it spiritual help, or I go to some of my better students who are now teachers, and I ask them for help. And you know what? They can help me put in color, help me put that vitality in quicker than I can do it
yes.
by myself.
Yes.
You know, it's like I need like, you know, 10 years of journaling to do like an hour session with one of my own students.
Mm-hmm.
So please ask for help. And I also want to tell people to remember that there's just more colors than there are out there in the seven chakra colors. You know?
Absolutely.
We have many,
there's
many
so many
minor
more.
Chakras, many, many places where nodes and nerves cross in our body, and each one of those feeds on and is vitalized by different colors, sky blue, pink, light blue, saddle brown. You know, you can look at a wide range of colors.
Yeah.
And think about the vibration of those colors. And do you have a color guide? I'm not remembering if I saw that you wrote some kind of guide on color or not. Did you?
I did. You know, I have, not in my book, but on the publisher's website, where Gather Insight,
okay.
I have a couple articles that I've written.
And be aware of these colors. Sometimes when I'm doing a reading, I check the room. I'm doing a reading, and I check the room, and the room's all full of green. I go, oh, my God, I know this person's here for healing. And sometimes people come in and say they want something, and the room's a whole different color, so I'm bound to ask questions about what's associated with that color. So pay attention in your business deals. What color is the room? Is it a red where action is required? Is it a green where you need to go? It is a yellow because we're missing something. I mean, we've even incorporated that into our streetlights.
Yes.
You know, and it's so wonderful to have that. So let me think about what else I want.
It's so wonderful talking with you about color because, you know, in my experience, there's not a lot of people out there, Star. We need to talk more because this is fun.
It is. And you know what? It's like, oh, my God, color is so simple. Now, when I say red, and I want some red energy to go out, and I notice that red energy leaves my bodies, my subtle bodies, and it goes to a person to activate something, it's not necessarily a true red. My subconscious mind is so brilliant. And it gets, you know, 100,000 things per minute, and I get, you know, one thing or two things per minute consciously, that whatever color I am making is the exact color that is needed in that situation. And, you know, when somebody says to me, this is a blue book, and I look at it and it's navy, or it's light blue, or it's sky blue, or something. And they're saying to me, blue. I look at that, and I said to them, well, how many blues are there? Oh, you know, blue's just blue. It comes in many shades. And, okay, let's talk about this, because communication is blue. And blues, being sad and depressed, is blue. I want you to spectrums on this. If we talk about every chakra and we look at red, we say red chili pepper, and then you say red raspberry, and then you go strawberry, which is not the quite same as raspberry, and the red inside of watermelon. We notice that red takes an acid, alkaline, salt and spicy, salty, spicy, sweet.
Yeah.
The color red has many polarities. Look at lettuce, green chili, broccoli and asparagus. I mean, when we taste a color and we taste green, we realize that green has all these places it can be, and red and orange, you know, and yellow. Look at yellow lemon and squash. You know, look at the difference in those foods as they grow. And I want to question everybody. What does orange sound like? To me, it sounds, it's co-creation. To me, it sounds like a perfect game of tennis. Boom, boom, boom. The communication going back and forth. And red sometimes sounds like a siren. And blue sounds like a wolf howling in the night. Woo, 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 woo. And if you take a color and you put it in all five of your senses, colors become a wonderful world. What is purple? Purple smells like walking into a church that's 200, 300 years old. It smells like, purple smells like old books to me. But there's no really right or wrong answers. But when you start developing your consciousness about colors and how to stretch them into your other senses, you start developing your consciousness about energy, about awareness, about health, about enlightenment.
It's so, like allowing the colors to speak to you. You know, opening up and understanding that there's a communication there. There's something going on there.
Yeah, like I'll give an assignment and say, assign a musical instrument for each color. Like, you know, it can be saxophone, can get into that blues, clarinet just quite isn't there. What gets into the reds and orange? And people look at me and go, huh? You want me to correlate a musical instrument with a color? Now, why am I in this class? You're in the class to expand your consciousness.
The sound of color. You know, the think about that. The sound of color and the sound of our soul is, since our souls are colors, we have that complete, you know, spectrum of who we are. That's a sound. That's a chord. The colors tell me it's called a divine cordance.
And you have a session called Cordons. What's that like?
That's the session I was talking to you about before, where I get to see, hear, and sometimes have to write down the information that I'm given and help someone with their the colors that are speaking to them.
And what website can I go to find that?
That's my website, joydemena.com.
Oh, great. And you can paint a painting for me, my energy colors. I might not be comfortable with it. It might make me cry, but you'll definitely paint a painting
But
for
it's
me.
A good cry, Star. It's a good cry.
Cries are great.
My clients love their paintings. They just love them. And It's such an honor to do it. And you have something that's really interesting. It's like I was doing this. They were spontaneous. They just came, and I had never done my own self. And it wasn't till a couple years ago where all of a sudden in a meditation I was shown the next phase that I was going into. So I painted it for myself. And then I was shown again, and it was other colors. So actually a person could have a collection of who they are in art.
That would be very, very interesting. You know, I mean, I look back at some of the things I've written and 30 years ago, and they're different, definitely colored differently than the things I'm writing today. So I imagine that I've gone through and developed my own personal colors. What happens, do you think, when somebody gets really stuck? What happens if they can't go any place in their life? Same thing, different day, same results. What do you think we can do with color, or they can personally do with color to help them move forward, or at least move even sideways? I don't care. What do
I
you think we can do?
I think, Star, it's about a whole, the whole person. It's about the whole life. It's about how we do everything. So, you know, it starts with getting up in the morning, having whatever ritual that a person has. I think I personally, every single morning, every single night, and I work out of my home, so I'm constantly lighting candles and incense. That's something that I do all the time. And I write. I journal. I think it's important to journal and to allow information to come through, or even just to write what a person's feeling, and then pay attention to everything, like you said, the foods that we eat, the colors of the foods that we eat, the colors of the clothes that we wear, the colors that we see when we close our eyes, the colors that we see when we're outside or when we look out the window, just to acknowledge, ask for help. The colors are highly intelligent.
Yeah, I get that. And, you know, I mean, sometimes you've been sleeping in black sheets for 10 years. Change the color of your
Absolutely.
Sheets.
Absolutely.
You know, I have little swatches of fabric that I have by my desk, and they're little swatches, and I change them out, and that's the color that I work with that day,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the color candles can work, the color clothes. What are you looking at? The kids are really great with this. They're changing the back of their phones every month.
I know.
You know, and they're, you know, they're changing what they look at on their iPad every other day, and they're getting this visionary energetic stimulation to the cortex of their brain
mm-hmm.
by having some color changes in there. And, you know, the fashion world is so interesting. And what is it? Orchids, the new color for next year or something like
mm-hmm.
that. And if you look, they declare it, so all the designers use it. So everybody who's fashion conscious will be wearing it, and the rest of us will be looking at it wherever we go. So,
you know,
just
so
imagine
funny
how hard the angels work to get their color to be the color of the year.
You know, you have to feel good. Like I know, last year I was like I could not stand to use my pale yellow towels anymore. And I had to go out. I was just like, there's inexpensive ways to go out and enhance your own field of energy. And I just couldn't wrap, after I took a shower, I just couldn't wrap myself in yellow towel anymore. So I went out, and I got these beautiful sky blue towels. And I feel so luxurious in it. Now I'm making a shift again. So, you know, it's just really to pay attention. Don't you think, Star?
I think that sometimes we're so caught in the big stuff. Is the rent paid? Are the children okay? Whatever it is. The little thing like the napkins we hold,
mm-hmm.
the sheets that we sleep in, the towels that mean so much, that we use so frequently, that vibrate
mm-hmm.
with us, on
yep.
us, and for us, but we forget about the small things.
I think that people, it's just like when you're doing the work, acknowledging that everything has a frequency, everything has a vibration, and why not take advantage of enhancing your own field? You know, it's just a really important thing to
so
do.
So you want to have an off day, get some plaid pants, wear a polka dotted top, and then wear a striped vest over it in all different colors, and I guarantee you, you will be overwhelmed, confused, you will be out of sorts. And in most of the American countries, now you go down to South America and Latin America, and you put striped polka dots together, and they're just fine with it.
Exactly.
They're just fine with it. And here in the United States, hardly anybody wears orange. But go to India, and that orange and maroon is the most seen colors. So, you know, pay attention. What vibration do you need to drink color that you need to drink? And I notice that my angels change outfits. That my, you know, we all have an angel who's been with us for every lifetime. And my angel, when I change projects, when I'm working in a different direction, all of a sudden my angel's got a different gown on, a different color in her or his wings. And notice that. And, you know, when I used to be comfortable and sitting in my chair with the thing on my neck, I used to be peachy keen. Yeah? Now I'm some type of true turquoise. You know, I'm comfortable sitting in my chair. So you grow, you glow, you don't grow, you don't glow. Pay attention. I'm surprised we haven't had any callers yet. We have a few more minutes left here, and the number is 646-716-9663.
I'm so enjoying this.
You have In Living Color, and I thought that I saw that you might have written something before that.
It's In Loving Color.
In Loving Color.
In Living Color was a TV show.
isn't In Loving Color the name?
In Loving Color.
Yeah.
And no, I don't have another book. It's the only book that I have right now. I'm in the process of working on note cards and archival prints and beautiful porcelain plates. And I'm going to start working on an oracle deck in January. And I have 4 years worth of journals to go through of information that I've received before I can start another book. And I have to transcribe that into the computer. And I've just been way too busy.
The idea of plates, and one of the most metaphysical teachers I knew had a beautiful house, and she had sets of two plates in the cups and saucers and bowls and salad plates and dinner plates, and she must had 40 of them, because we'd sit out on the back or inside and we'd have a metaphysical discussion, and we'd eat, and there were all these different energies that she put on these plates, and I thought that that was just so powerful to be able to change the plates. Have you done any work with fabric?
I'm looking at silk scarves and doing work with silk and putting images on silk, because it's such a wonderful way to wear these beautiful energies.
Yes, I think, and especially made with someone like you, who has all this energetic knowledge and wisdom about color, and to make me a personal silk scarf that'll help me along my path or calm me down or whatever, you know, a state I'm trying or going to achieve, that would be.
You like that idea, huh?
I like that idea. I like those silk scarves, especially made to order, you know. I think that's the powerful process of it. And you do really big paintings, like 60 by 60, am I right?
Yeah, I'm doing a series of 10 5-foot by 5-foot paintings, and I've finished 4. And, Lord, I mean to tell you, I hope I'm finished it before the end of my life.
Hey, Star.
Hi, sweetie. Do we have a caller?
Yeah, yes. We have Katharina.
Okay, great. Put her on.
Hello. I'm so enjoying your discussion. My question is when I crave a color. I've been craving orange for many years. Whenever I have a choice of this, something I'm automatically, it seems like, drawn to orange, and I have a lot of it in my life, and I'm so I feel like I'm not probably deprived of it. But can you tell me more about why we would crave, or why I would crave one particular color so much?
Joy, can you answer that, sweetie?
Well, I think that what it does is, I was talking before, it's enhancing your field in a way that is really important. Now, if you feel out of balance with it, or if you're starting to feel this any sense of discomfort, then you might want to ask for the colors to send you an information on where you need to go next. Because if you've had this color for several years now, I would think that, you know, this face, that's always going to be a part of who you are. It's never going to go away, but there are going to be other colors that are going to come forth. What do you
think? I know that orange is the color of co-creation. Orange is the color of working with people on this planet. It is the color of sex. It is the color of your relationship with God. So sometimes we stick with a color till we complete one of those things. Are you in the process of completing one of those things?
Yes, I think so. Well, I'm still working on those things.
Okay. Well, that's good to have it, but let's bring in some detail colors. Let's bring in some other colors that work with the orange, and put them there to facilitate us manifesting the whole co-creation and the whole mate and the whole relationship with God with the color of orange. So gray is a color that intensifies. Gray and orange are really strange and wonderful together. Certain shades of purple work with orange, and certain shades don't. Bring that purple in there.
Okay.
And I'm seeing a very pastel pink. Like almost like a rosy kind of pink.
Oh my gosh, you do that, she'll be so hot, everybody will want her. Pink and orange together, oh my God, that is just like desire, a magnet, you know. Yes, pink would actually work very well for you. That hot pink and that hot orange together, hard to look at, but great to assimilate.
Okay.
Thank
Great.
You, Susie.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Wow, it's been a really nice call. I really have known about you, read your articles on GatherInsight.com. I've actually, I think I have a copy of your book, or asked Jaylene, lent it to me and took it back. I've actually experienced your book. It has been wonderful to experience you.
Thank you. I feel the same way. I'm having such a good time. I don't want to hang up. And I, you know, when I first came across you, I had your handbook, and I was like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goddesses. The energy that comes out of that book.
I will make sure you get my book on the 144 colors here in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, I would love it.
Wow.
Absolutely love it.
This is Star saying goodbye. Thank you for being with us. Participate with your local teacher or healer. Take a deep breath and start integrating the information. Good.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.